Leviticus chapter 6. If anyone sins and trespasses against Yahweh in dealing falsely with his neighbor, in a matter of deposit or robbery, or has oppressed his neighbor, or has found what was lost and dealt falsely with it, or swears untruthfully, in any of these things that a man does, sinning in it, then if he's guilty, he shall restore that which he took away. It starts off by saying, if anyone sins against God, by sinning against his neighbour. So God is very sensitive to how we act to our neighbour. In the context, your neighbour here was your brother in the community of Israel. Because what you do to your neighbour, you do to God. Now, Jesus taught this in his parable of the judgment of the last day when he said, he will say to people, look, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. And they'll say, but when was that? And he will say, inasmuch as you didn't do it to the least of these, my brethren, you didn't do it to me. And the other way round, well done, I was hungry, you fed me. Oh, Lord, when did I ever see you, Jesus of Nazareth, hungry in my life? Well, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. So our actions to our brothers and sisters and our feelings towards them are our feelings towards God and towards his Son, the Lord Jesus. That's what you see here, that if you sin against God in sinning against your brother, and then they had to definitely offer a sacrifice for what they'd done wrong. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the hearth of the altar all night until the morning. The fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. The priest shall put on his linen clothes and remove the ashes from where the fire has consumed the burnt offering on the altar. He shall take off his garments, put on other garments, carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. The fire on the altar shall be kept burning, it shall not go out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and shall lay the burnt offering in order upon it. Fire shall be kept burning on the altar continually, it shall not go out. Now, this is talked about later when God gives them commands about keeping special feasts, where they were to spend 7 days maybe doing some special kind of sacrifice, but it's always added, and don't forget to keep doing the continual burnt offering. I think this speaks of how the principle of sacrifice should be constantly in our lives. Just as they got up in the morning and put a new animal on the altar and kept the fire burning, that's what we should do in the morning. And then in the evening, they took those ashes away and put another animal to burn all night. The fire kept burning. They kept putting the wood on the altar. And so that is how we should be, that our lives should be a continual sacrifice. And life is made up of habits. That's how it is. And we are to have those habits. I really suggest you get in the habit of getting up a bit earlier in the morning, have your quiet time with God, devote yourself and your day to God. Don't just do it in the evening when you tend to be tired and tempted to fall asleep when you're praying. And then in the evening, do the same. This means setting your alarm clock probably a bit earlier if you've got to get up, go to school, go to work, whatever you're doing. This regular daily devotion to God is so important. This is the law of the grain offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before Yahweh. He shall take from there his handful of the fine flour of the grain offering and of its oil and the frankincense on it, and shall burn it on the altar for a pleasant aroma, as its memorial to Yahweh. Keep reading about this pleasant smell. God loves our sacrifices. It smells nice to him. And we can please God. This is the point. The principle of sacrifice, then, is to be seen in our lives. Although we haven't got to keep all these specific laws, grain offerings and so forth, yet the idea of sacrifice has got to be there, that as Paul says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is, he says, your logical service. That is logical, to give yourself to him. Now, sacrifice means that I am now minus. I had whatever it is, £100, $1,000 saved up, and I gave it to the Lord's service. I'm now minus. You don't give or sacrifice anything in the hope that I shall get this back. As David says, I won't sacrifice to the Lord that which cost me nothing. So then, they were to offer these sacrifices, and yet there were laws about how to offer them. They were not just to sort of throw anything onto the altar, any old how. For example, verse 30, no sin offering of which any of the blood is brought into the tent of meeting to make atonement in the holy place shall be eaten. It shall be burned with fire. They weren't to get some sort of benefit out of offering an animal to God by saying, yeah, well, I gave it to God, but I keep the meat all for myself. This is where the sons of Eli, the priest, in the time of young Samuel, was sinning so awfully that they were just taking these animals for themselves and eating them. So take the principle that we are not to sacrifice that which cost me nothing.